This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Ahoy and welcome to the podcast. It's just the Gabby show today, featuring a bit of Nate because Cliffo was away. But, oh my God, we did have a fantastic memory Monday for you. It is Daniel Franzese, who was Damien in Mean Girls. We're celebrating a little early because Mean Girls Day isn't for another week. But, you know, why not? Let's get in early and talk about his iconic character with all of the quotable lines. So that's coming up for you in this podcast. Also talking about Clueless, speaking of 90s iconic movies, because the wardrobe Cher had in that movie was phenomenal. But I think I found the 2022 version that's almost as good. It's all coming up for you in the podcast. I'm having a bit of a share from Clueless moment at the moment, Nate.
Right.
No, I'm not hooking up with my stepbrother. Something different. So if you've never seen Clueless before, I'm going to explain the genius invention that was part of the 90s iconic movie for you.
Yeah.
So Cher was very popular. She had a lot of money, so she had a very vast wardrobe. And to pick her outfit of a morning, she had a computer system where it was a photo of her just in underwear.
Yeah.
And then the computer would put different outfits on her body.
Right.
Once she decided on which outfit looked the best for that day and she was vibing it, she'd say yes. And then the wardrobe would spin around and spit out her outfit for that day.
Yeah.
And it's been an invention that I have thought about for years because it was well before its time.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was something all of us girls would love to have.
Yeah.
And I've found kind of the equivalent of it in 2022.
You're right.
And it's an app called Cladwell, where you actually upload all of the different items of your wardrobe into this app as photos. It deletes the background for you, so it's just the photo of the
right
outfit or the top or the pants or the dress or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You put them in those different categories, and then it actually does outfit suggestions for you every day. So I'm showing you the moment, Nate, like, well, these are all my different outfit suggestions for the day.
Right, okay.
It's very beautiful. So, you know, it'll pair your shoes and your dresses, your clutches and your bags and your different accessories.
Yeah.
And it even takes into account the weather of your location so that it knows how many layers to add in and stuff. It's very fancy.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I'm loving it, but it took me literally all weekend to take photos of each individual item of my wardrobe to add into this app. Like, it
right
took me forever. And I was so proud of it that I was showing Nev afterwards. I'm like, look at this. This is brilliant. And I was flicking through all the different items of my wardrobe, and he happened to see that there was a large number of dresses
right
in my wardrobe, like a large number, like less than 100.
Typical, yeah.
But not far. Like, I've got a lot of dresses because that's kind of all I wear.
Yeah.
And he saw that and he was like, okay, babe. You tell me on a daily that you have nothing to wear, but there is like 80 dresses in your wardrobe.
Preach, Nev.
I think we need to draw the line. I think you have enough clothes.
Yes.
Do you know what my response was?
Oh, as if.
There's been a lot of conversation around Adam Levine, the front singer of Maroon 5 recently, with a number of potential affairs or at least conversations on social media that were inappropriate that have come to light. It all came about a couple of weeks ago when Sumner Stroh, who is a model, she's 23 years old, she came out to say she'd had a full-blown affair with Adam Levine, which he has denied, but she has released screenshots, which he has said he definitely crossed the line with those conversations he had with her, that they were a little too flirty considering he's married to a Victoria's Secret model. Two more people since have released screenshots of conversations they've had with Adam. Now, you know, screenshots, they can be altered. So I'm not going to go out and say that they're 100% correct. Like, there's no proof of that. However, some of the messages are been taken and made into memes. They've been made into a lot of jokey contents and parodies. I'll read you some of the messages that he sent to these girls because they're questionable best. Like, if someone on Tinder messaged me this, I'd be like, really? And he only gets away with it because he's Adam Levine.
Of course.
But he writes things Here we go. He writes things like, that body of yours is absurd. I'm now obsessed with you. How are you such an hourglass? I may need to see the booty. And it goes on.
It's so, cringe.
It's cringe. So and there's cringe. A guy who has gone, yeah, this is very cringe. And he's on TikTok. His name is Songs by Alex. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to take these messages, these DMs that Adam Levine has sent to these girls. And I'm going to put it to a Maroon 5 song and make a little parody. So this is not Adam Levine. This is
no.
This is a parody of a Maroon 5 song by Songs by Alex using the messages Adam Levine sent to some hot chickies on social.
That body of yours is absurd, yeah, ooh. I'd do anything for it. I'm now obsessed with you. I may need to see the booty, my God. Susie. I want to tattoo my ass in such an hourglass. Holy. Yeah.
Sounds like him. Very close.
Isn't it so good?
Ridiculous.
Being a music nerd, I knew you'd love that, Nate.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing excites me more.
Danielle, welcome to Australian radio, like a week away from Mean Girls Day. We've got you on the air. We're so pumped about it.
I love it. I'm so happy to be there. I wish I was really there with all of you.
Oh, we wish you were too. Do you celebrate Mean Girls Day? Is that something that you actually celebrate in your life?
I mean, it's something of like another birthday or something. Yes. I get a lot of definitely text messages and calls.
Those people who aren't across it, so it's October 3rd, which is exactly a week away. And what is it? It's the day that Aaron Samuels...
Yeah, asks Caddy what day it is.
It was October
3rd. And it was October 3rd.
So, look, that's just one of so many quotable lines. But, Daniel, in Mean Girls, you had, I think, the majority of the quotable lines. She doesn't even go here. You go, Glenn Coco. Oh, my God, Danny DeVito. I love your work. Like, the list goes on and on of your quotable lines in the movie. Is there one that's thrown at you more than others?
People often say you go, Glenn Coco, or they yell at me on the street that they want their pink shirt back.
Did you realize at the time when you were filming that Damien was going to be such an iconic character, such a character that a lot of queer people look up to as well?
You know, it was impossible to kind of predict that. Around the 10th anniversary, I got a letter from a fan that told me that he was beat up for being chubby and tortured for being sissy when he was in 8th grade. And then the movie came out. And then in 9th grade, on his first year of high school, the popular senior girls walked up to him and said, "You're like Damien, come sit with us."
Aww.
You know, and I've gotten other incredible letters. One letter from a girl who said that her family didn't really accept gay people and her best friend was gay. But then after they saw the movie, they let her best friend come over for dinner and sleep over. And he's like a part of the family now because they love Damien. And I think that now that I'm approaching the 20th anniversary, if you can believe it or not, coming up soon, I'm learning that in a lot of countries and in a lot of territories, they don't allow any gays in movies. You know, we hear about like Lightyear had like a gay parents and like a couple other things. And there's all this kind of controversy about that. Well, Damien, because he never really came out in the movie, made it to a lot of those places. So I've had people from Dubai and Africa and Asia tell me that it's the only gay person they ever saw.
Wow.
Damien really broke barriers.
Let's talk a little bit about your secret celebrity drag race that you've just been eliminated from as well. So this was where they did drag and a lot of celebrities were part of it, but we didn't know who the celebrity was. We had to try to guess who it was. You were Donna Bellissima. Daniel, how did you come up with that name? Did you get to pick it?
I had a couple of names I was mulling about. I wanted to maybe be Claudia Way to the Top, or I looked at like I looked at Maria as just a name, you know,
Maria, like. Maria.
But you know, Donna Bellissima literally translates to woman gorgeous, and I was like, oh, that's perfect.
And really, like playing to your Italian heritage there too, as Donna Bellissima.
Yeah, it was so fun. You know, I always like to try to infuse a part of myself, whether it be my queerness or me being Italian or whatever it is, because I really believe that when you show pieces of yourself that you feel are underrepresented out there in media, there's somebody out there that wants to see that, you know, that wants to see themselves shown. And I remember growing up and not seeing a lot about Italians that wasn't mafia related or you know, some kind of cliche like that.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely iconic in everything you do. And there are so many people out there who look up to you and feel more safe to be themselves because of you. So, yeah, thank you, Daniel.
Oh, that is such a blessing to hear. I hope that that's the case because I really didn't feel safe growing up. And I, you know, want to make sure to be the change I want to see in the world.
That's beautiful. So good. Quickly, before we let you go, Daniel, will we ever see any sort of Mean Girls reunion, be it just the cast getting back together or like a new movie or a spin-off, or like, is there life in Mean Girls yet?
Yeah, Mean Girls will still continue to go on. I know they're making the movie musical now, and, you know, they'll probably have an official reunion at some point getting together. Everyone wants it. I can't see them going forever without not doing something. But in the meantime, I want to get to Australia, so tell Australian television, Australian movies, come call me because I need to go. I need to get down under real soon.
What can we get? Will you do Dancing with the Stars? Could we get you on that? Or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah, maybe I would do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I'm tired of dancing. As long as I don't have to dance in heels anymore.
Okay, cool.
People keep asking me if I'll ever do Donna Bellissima again. And I say, well, if the check is big enough and the heels are small enough, Donna will appear.
Perfect.
Daniel Francesi, we know him as Damien from Mean Girls, but most recently as Donna Bellissima from RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Daniel, thanks for your time. Big love.
Thanks so much for having me. Follow me at What's Up Danny and keep in touch. Mwah.
As an adult, you'd think that you would know everything you need to know. Like, I don't know, but when I was 20, yeah, I thought I knew everything. Literally everything. Like, I was the wisest person in the world. Now that I'm 34, I'm like, huh, there's some things I missed. and my hubby Nev actually figured one of those things out last night as well. He learned something new as an adult. And it was in regards to brushing your teeth, which we've been doing for 34 years.
Right.
So you'd think you'd have it down pat. Nev and I don't often go to bed at the same time because I do stupid hours. So I go to bed a lot earlier than him. So for the last 6 years, we haven't often cleaned our teeth together. So I've never watched him do it. Like, it's a weird thing. We've never, you know, it's not a couple activity that we've embarked on.
Of course.
But last night it was happening where he was brushing his teeth and I was watching him and I'm like, what are you doing? So he has an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
And he was just going hell for leather all around his mouth and his toothbrush would do that little jump start, like the little pause.
Okay.
While he was brushing and he would just ignore it and keep going. And yeah, I was like, you realize it does that little pause for a reason? And he was like, what? I thought it was just broken and it would just like jolt every now and then. I'm like, no. So toothbrushes, this one in particular, I think it's like I don't even know what brand it is, but it pauses every quarter. So you're meant to brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So every 30 seconds it pauses to tell you you should move on to the next quarter of your mouth.
Of your mouth,
so you're spending a full 30 seconds on every quarter of your mouth. And he was like, really? I had no idea. I was like, how are you 34? And that's not a piece of information that's ever kind of popped into your head, like, why does my toothbrush pause?
Right.
So I thought, 131060, can we have anyone call this morning that's learnt something as an adult that maybe you should have known a little earlier in life?
Yeah.
It's a fact that's come into your life and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Probs should have known that. Have you learned anything later in life, Nate?
I haven't learned much in life at all, but I know what you mean. They're the little tidbits that come up on TikTok.
Yeah,
and
yes.
Actually, no, I lie. Speaking of, I saw something about the petrol cap.
Yeah. The cap the twisty one.
Yeah, twisty one. So apparently there's a little slot on the petrol door that you can hook onto so the cap sits there while you get some petrol into the tank.
You didn't know that?
No.
So you just let it hang?
Useless.
You just let it hang all this time?
I've been a pleb for 31 years.
It's not long ago, similar to you, I learned that there's like a little arrow next to the petrol thing on your dash.
Which side the...
To show which side the petrol door's on.
Yeah.
I use that every time now.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd remember it's on the left. I don't. 13, 10, 60. What is that little piece of information that has just completely blindsided you in your adult life that maybe you should have learned earlier?
Debbie's on 13, 10, 60. Debbie, what did you learn as an adult, mate?
It's all about the bar of soap. I had no idea that you were supposed to lather your hands and wash yourself, not take the bar of soap with you. You're supposed to lather your hands, apparently.
There you go. I've been using the bar of soap the whole time.
Well, I'm 60 and I only just worked that out. And I actually asked my daughter.
On your buddy. Adam, what did you learn as an adult, mate?
Oh, like I said, I'm 48 years old and I never knew this until about 3 months ago. I was pulling some cling wrap out of the box and the tube kept coming out. And my wife was laughing at me and she said, have you pushed the things in? And I said, what things? The end of the cardboard box that the roll of cling wraps in, there's little serrated indented ends, and you actually just break them and push them in, and it holds the tube in when you're trying to pull cling wrap out.
No way.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Neither did I.
I'm going to go home today and look at my glad wrap. I'm going to have to push those little thingies in.
When else in life would you say that?
Chicken salt is a staple here in Australia. It's not much of a staple anywhere else in the world. Did you know that?
Not to my knowledge,
like
no.
Like, it's a real thing here in Oz. And when people come over, producer Alicia, is she there? Did you know about chicken salt when you were in the UK?
Never heard of it until I came to Australia.
Do you love it now?
I'd still rather salt and vinegar.
Of course you are. UK loves salt and vinegar. But, yeah, so chicken salt created here in Australia, actually in South Australia, and it was created as a salt for chicken.
Right.
So there's no actual chicken in the salt. It was actually a man by the name of Peter Brinksworth who was creating a salt kind of seasoning to put on chicken in his chicken shop.
Yeah.
So that he could make it the best chicken in the world. And it became a thing on chippies. And now the whole of Australia is on board.
Right.
He sold the recipe in 1979, which marketed it to takeaways, supermarkets, everything else. So it's an interesting story. I didn't think it was interesting enough to be made into a movie, but that is exactly what's being made right now. So Peter Brinksworth is the star, and it's a short film set to be released called Salt of the Earth, and it sounds super dramatic.
Most great things that have been invented have come from an idea, haven't they? They tell me it's become a national icon. I'm Peter Brinksworth, and I'm the creator of Chicken Salt.
The music just makes it. And the cutest thing about this is, so Mr. Brinksworth is now 81 years old.
Right.
And after it was all filmed and done, he woke up and his wife kissed him and said, oh, I just filmed it. I just kissed a film star. And they're all excited about it.
That's very sweet.
I'm so going to watch it.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.